Jesus says in the gospel, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever comes to me. Jesus says, whoever comes to me as well. When he says, come to me, all you who are burdened and find life difficult, and I will give you rest, give you comfort. So our Lord is telling us to come to him, and something we can continue to recall. We come to our Lord literally, we come into church, come before the altar, we come, we kneel, we come literally into our room to be alone with our Lord. We need to come to our Lord in those ways, and also come to our Lord in prayer and silence in our work, and lift up our mind and heart to our Lord. Coming to our Lord, when we come to our Lord, we come to ask, we come to receive from Jesus, and he wants to give to us. He wants to give to us. And so it's a matter of making that effort to come to our Lord. We come to our Lord for all the needs we have, but we come to our Lord for mercy too. And you know, if we've sinned, if we've offended God, we can't stay away from our Lord through shame or through false humility. We need to come to our Lord, humble ourselves, and ask for forgiveness and ask for mercy, and acknowledge our weaknesses and our dependency on God, get rid of our pride, and come before our loving Father, who is merciful, who is infinite in mercy. We always have to come to our Lord, come back to our Lord, come to our Lord when we are with him, come to him over and over with this repeated recourse to our Lord, this continual prayer, continual petition, continual love for our Lord, coming to our loving Father and Savior, Jesus Christ, and we will receive. And if we don't come, we won't receive. If we don't come, we'll become weaker and weaker. It's up to us to make that effort to come to Jesus as he asks us to.
Fructum ventris tui.